This is my 1969 Chevy Corvair on a Chevy S10 pickup truck frame with a supercharged V6 under the hood. And that is a Gen 3 blower that I cut off the back and welded on a 180 degree pipe to convert to rear wheel drive. But you know what's better than a Gen 3 blower? If your guess was a Gen 5 blower, then you're right. This specific supercharger came off of a Series 3 supercharged 3800 that I pulled out of a junkyard today. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a little rough around the edges. It's definitely seen its fair share of neglect. The intake manifold was not spared from the neglect either. But these Gen 5 superchargers were vastly superior to the Series 1 and Series 2 superchargers. If I'm not mistaken, they made 20 horsepower more than the Gen 3 superchargers. They also flowed better, and they were just a better design overall. One example is the opening at the bottom of the supercharger is significantly larger than on the Gen 3. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of other information on why the Gen 5 blowers are so good, but trust me, these are the holy grail for supercharged 3800s. Now, just like that supercharger, I will be cutting the back of this supercharger off, welding a 180 degree pipe to the top this time, and setting my throttle body right here. Kind of like this, but basically I'm going to have a pipe coming here and then going like that. That way, this can happen. It's still a work in progress, okay? Trust me, this is going to work out perfect. Now, I actually just texted my friend who does aluminum welding, and he said that he can help me next weekend, which is perfect because I really want to get this installed and driving it. Also, we're going to weld up the silencer ports. So if you want to see how I put a Gen 5 blower on a Series 2 motor in a Chevy Corvair on an S10 pickup truck frame, consider dropping a follow or subscribe to my YouTube channel, Lucky 13 Speedworks.